Well, the Australian share market has gotten off to a sprightly start as the futures predicted this morning. The ASX 200, as we speak now, is up in the order of about a third of a percent, or just short of 0.6 of a percent, not far off the best levels of the session. So we're seeing solid gains for a range of sectors. We're seeing good gains for the iron ore miners, a theme of last week as the improving prices. And so that has flowed into the early part of this week. BHP and Fortescue Metals are up between 1 and 2%. Energy prices have moved higher on the back of a couple of factors, including military action in Libya, which could potentially translate to a crimping of supplies out of that neck of the woods. So Santos, Woodside Petroleum and Oil Search are all up in the range of around 1 to 2%. Elsewhere, as far as company news is concerned, Lynas Corporation has been topical for some time now because of the challenges that they have faced from a political vantage point in relation to the Malaysian government and their environmental controls. To that end, they're seeking clarity on some comments made by the Malaysian leadership in recent days in relation to radioactive product having those qualities removed from it before processing. But on the other side of the coin, Lynas's Japanese financiers have voiced support for the organisation. So the stock is down by around 1.5%. Resolute Gold has moved smartly higher on the back of some strong quarterly production numbers. They have reaffirmed their full-year production guidance, and they indicated that March quarter production was up by around 33%. So, 53%. So that was a big increase over that space of time. On the economic front, we've had the ANZ job ad series released today, down by 1.7% in March. So that's a continuation of the recent trend that we've seen. That measure was down 0.8 of a percent in February. And the Aussie dollar is under pressure. Those job ads numbers didn't help much, so we're trading back to around 70.9 US cents.